The BBC presents Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock Papa. Understand it. Never seen Margot Fonteyn, not the scenery over. Haven't quite got the hang of it. Two turns and then I have one.
Bring the curtain down, I'm coming in. Now listen, Yolanifa, you've been making enough noise in here to...
go on, then what are you laughing at?
You.
I see no cause for hilarity.
You should be over here. What the heck are you wearing?
This, I should think it is obvious. This is my ballet set.
Ballet? I've never seen a ballet dancer wearing long flannel combs and a pair of carpet slippers tied up with pink ribbon.
Well, you have now. Come on, give us a few twirls around the room.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. What's the matter with you? You see the Covent Garden Ballet on television and you go mad. Buy a long player of the Swan Lake and prance around the living room all day long.
Huh. That's a loose translation. Prance?
I don't prance, I direct.
Leave the hall, madam, please. That's you chipping in, whatever it is. Quite a fair dancer, I may add. You should see me do the pas de deux from Act One. The old feet flapping up and down there like sparrow's wings. Got nothing to say to me, you know, this ballet. Delicate and graceful, because I can move like a cat when I like. Can't you see it? Margot Fonteyn and Anton Hancockova in Swan Lake.
Are you kidding? They wouldn't put you in Swan Lake. You might fall in and flood the orchestra pit.
Well, I admit I may have to shed a pound or two here or there. It does notice in me out of this, as a matter of fact. Can't get my leg up very high because my stomach gets in the way.
Well, if you ask me, I think ballet's stupid.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that's finished it, hasn't it? Yes, you've spoken now. They're all closed down now.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I just think ballet's stupid.
Well, of course you do. We all know you. Rock and roll, hula hoop and spasm dancing, that's you. Straight out of the jungle. Look at the shape of your head. We all know about you. What you don't realize, William, is that ballet is a high art form. It appeals to the intellect, of which I may add I have more than my fair share. Does it do you good to get interested in something like this?
Well, there are some things I like about it. I mean, when the chorus dances on, it's quite a leg show, isn't it?
Quite a leg show. I don't even notice their legs. When they're up there on that stage, I don't see a woman, I see a swan. That accounts for some of the women I've seen you out with. That has got nothing to do with it. I know what my lady friends look like. I am under no illusion. Just that I can't afford to be choosy a man of my build. I fancy Anita Ekberg the same as everybody else, but I'm realistic about it. If you can't have the butterfly, you have to make do with the moth. And some of your moths are really eaten. I know. That's why I love the ballet. The muse takes over. The beauty and grace of the dance infiltrates into your very soul. Oh, it's a wonderful sight, William. Watch, I'll tell you. For your benefit, I shall now proceed to dance the dying swan from Act Three of Checkmate.
But isn't that supposed to be a woman's part?
Well, yes, if you're a purist, I suppose. You just have to use your imagination. Imagine me as Madame Jelena Yuranova. Now, hang on a minute. Hold on, she's nearly 50. I think I'll be Margot Fonteyn. Music. I might point out that owing to the discrepancy of our living room to the Covent Garden stage, I've had to rewrite the choreography. Just lay back and be intoxicated by the sheer beauty of my movement. Stand back, here we go. Left hand down.
Let the grace of the day execute the added best. The accuracy in movement is the secret of this laugh. The symbolic movement of the arms and legs in time with the music. The subtlety of the slight twists and turns of the body and the hands. Let the position of the head as I answer the charge. And first the emotion that I do me part of the body across the...
Oh,
And the death twist of the torso as I clambered out of the coal bucket.
What went wrong?
I don't know. I think my steel toe cap buckled. I must admit, I haven't altogether mastered it yet. One or two details I've got to get right. But then I've only been doing it for a couple of days. I'll have to pick up a few pointers. That's why we're going to see the Covent Garden.
We?
Yes. Me to improve my dancing and you to get the cobwebs out of your head and wake up to the higher things in life. We'll go down to the ticket agency and book up.
There we are, sir. Two front doors to mark their lady, Thursday, July the 12th, 1963. Have you enjoyed it? Good day, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. Says ticket agency at your service. We found a new sitting room. What can I do for you?
I want two tickets for Covent Garden.
Certainly, sir. Where are we now? I've got the booking list here somewhere. Covent Garden. That'll be under the sea, won't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, it should be. I mean, Covent Garden. It starts at the sea, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's fair to see then. Under the sea. Now, let's see now. Covent Garden. C4D, isn't it?
Well, it used to be.
Well, I said to you, it doesn't change much, does it? Here we are. Who's in charge? Toxic soldier. Call me magic. What are we looking for?
Covent Garden.
Oh, yes, of course, Covent Garden. That's why we're Jimmy Edwards, isn't it?
I don't think so. It's the valet.
What are they doing in Jimmy Edwards' show?
They're not in Jimmy Edwards' show.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised they left. It's not their cup of tea.
Look, they never were in Jimmy Edwards' show. They're with the valet at Covent Garden Opera House.
Oh, well, it's a good thing to branch out, isn't it? You get touched otherwise.
I want to see the ballet.
And so you shall. Express ticket service never fails. We'll get you in somehow. You want two tickets? You shall have two tickets. I've got them here somewhere. Oh, here we are. Look, I knew I'd find them.
Good girl, yes.
Here we are. Send them out. In the envelope. And there we are. Two front doors, 24 and 25, Wednesday night, Waiting for Godot. Next!
Wait a minute, you've given me the wrong ticket.
No, I haven't. Waiting for Godot, Wednesday night.
No, I'm not waiting for Godot.
Well, what are you waiting
for? I'm waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I've got a date for tonight. Boxes, Royal Circle, Gallery.
Out of a box.
Sold out. Why the Royal Circle?
Royal Circle.
Full up.
I must get in.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
What?
Two here. So, look, that one's
fine. I'll have them.
23 and 6. Thank you. Call again.
Good. Where are these seats?
Just there.
Good. Do you get a fiddle to go with it?
Oh. Why?
It's the orchestra pit.
Is it? Oh, there's not going to be a squash in there tonight. I'm almost doing that.
Work hard, aren't you? Look at anything, please. Two tickets, that's all I want.
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do. Can you wait a minute? There's a big queue behind you. Just let me get rid of them. Next.
Two tickets for Covent Garden, please.
Certainly, sir. Here we are. 7 tickets, please.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day. Now, what was it you wanted?
Two tickets for Covent Garden.
Oh, what a pity.
What?
Well, I just sold the last two not a minute ago. Oh, what a pity you didn't get here earlier.
I've been here for 10 minutes.
Fred? It's like a troublemaker here.
I'm not a troublemaker. I'm a ballet lover. I want to see the ballet, that's all.
Then queue up outside the theatre for unreserved seats. Well, just find these people coming here. Don't know what they want to see.
Have you got two unreserved seats for tonight's performance, please? I must see it.
I'm sorry, I'll have to get on the end of the queue.
No. Come on, William, on the queue.
Oh, no, look at the size of this queue. What chance do we stand? We'll never get in.
Now, stop moaning. I'm going to get in to see this ballet if we have to line up all night. Now, get on the queue. A quick tub. Look, it's moving. It's moving. Come on. Good. Well? Well? Here we are. Richmond Bridge, 10 miles away. Couldn't you see it was a bus queue we were on?
Well, it's no use going back. Let's go to the pictures and see the naked hills.
It's not what you think, and we're not going. We're going back to Covent Garden. I'm going to see that ballet if it's the last thing I do. What's the time?
7 o'clock.
Oh, we might get in after all, half an hour before curtain time. How far are we from the front of the queue?
Hold on, I'll go and have a look.
Ah, there you are. It's 7:30. Where have you been?
Looking for the front of the queue.
Looking? Well, how long is it?
I don't know. I only got halfway. Oh, let's go on. We'll never get in tonight.
We're stopping here. You never know your luck.
See, look, we're moving. Come on, Dad. Move on there. Go on. See, 2 yards nearer.
That's the star.
Hello, we're off again. Marvelous. There we are.
Yeah, back where we started. It's that fat woman down there. Leaving the queue and coming back again.
Why did you keep still, madam? Why did you go home and let 3 of us get in?